speaking to Studio 7 on the sidelines of a solar fair held in Bulawayo over the weekend, Tulane Ngube, renewable energy advisor with SNV Netherlands Development Organization, said Zimbabwe is endowed with abundant sunshine, which it can utilize for solar energy. Ngube said it is important for the country to explore other possible energy sources, given the acute shortage of power that it faces. He explained that the solar fair, the first of its kind in Bulawayo, is part of a rural solar market development program in which his organization, in collaboration with the government and other stakeholders, seeks to encourage the use of solar energy as a way of helping bring development to Zimbabwe's rural areas and the whole nation.
We have created this platform so that consumers can come in and interact with solar suppliers in a platform probably that is conducive for, you know, dialogue where you can talk and the consumer ask questions and the suppliers in return answer questions, so that we bridge that gap in terms of knowledge. Because you find that there are so many barriers when it comes to the development of the solar market. So the other barrier is to do with knowledge. People knowing about solar, the capabilities of solar, what solar can do and cannot do.
Statistics on solar energy usage in Zimbabwe are not readily available. But the country has a daily electricity demand of 2,200 megawatts against the current capacity of 1,100, leaving it with a huge deficit with the resultant frequent power outages. Samson Matema, who is a sales and marketing manager for a company that supplies and installs solar-powered products and exhibited at the fair, also said although the uptake of solar energy is increasing globally, in Zimbabwe it still remains low. Matema said although there are low import duties on solar-powered geysers, it is expensive to import other solar products. He urged government to come up with more coherent policies that encourage the use of solar energy, as is the case in South Africa.
I think South Africa looked into their energy consumption ahead of time and realized that they had a serious backlog. So as a result, they introduced an initiative where if you put solar water warmers in your house, they would pay a subsidy of the amount that you had actually put to set up the cost. What actually happened is the installation companies will come and install for the people, and then the installation companies will then claim from Eskom. So if ZESA could duplicate such systems, especially with water warmers, it would reduce the load on their grid and as a result encourage people to come and actually put up the systems there.
Some members of the public who attended the solar fair said they acquired a lot of knowledge about solar energy at the event. A woman who only identified herself as Mrs. Mshonga said she had been impressed by a solar lighting system that can provide lights for her house and can also power gadgets like TV and radio. She said although the initial setup cost is high, it is offset by the fact that solar energy is virtually free and sunshine is usually available throughout the year in Zimbabwe. Another local, Chris Manyaya, told Studio 7 that he was impressed by a solar-powered water pumping system which was on display at the show.
I was impressed by the solar pumping system which I've been witnessing and we've been told about it. It is a good advice and very conservative when it comes to money, because you just generate using the solar power, generate water, then you do all your chores like watering the gardens and so forth.
The Rural Solar Market Development Program runs under the theme Solar Kumusha iSolar Emakaya. Similar fairs have been held in Gwanda and Masingo. SNV Netherlands Development Organization says it hopes to make the solar fair a national event as a way of helping enhance the use of solar energy. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.